The DC Drive-In is showing Washington-themed movies on a three-story wall at Union Market on 5th Street Northeast. Co-founder Steve Boyle.
My first drive-in movie, I'll never forget it, Return of the Pink Panther. I was so entertained by Peter Sellers. He's been one of my favorites since that movie, frankly.
So he and DC Shorts founder John Gann kicked off their own drive-in series with Sellers in Doctor Strangelove.
You can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Next Friday brings Eddie Murphy's Distinguished Gentlemen.
I am running for Congress.
July 26th brings The American President.
Just stay away from DuPont Circle.
And August 2nd brings No Way Out. Admission is free. Reserve spots open at 7. Public parking begins at 8. And the screenings start at 9. All with food served on roller skates.
Food is entertainment. Film is entertainment. They're both community organizing activities. If you can create these places that give people some sort of emotional attachment, that becomes an identity of a place.
This summer marks the 80th anniversary of drive-ins in America. Jim Kopp, owner of the Family Drive-In Theater in Stephen City, Virginia, says they were invented for a very practical reason.
The inventor of the drive-in theater, his mother was a little bit too wide to fit comfortably in those theater seats. So he stuck her in the car and he put a projector on the top of his car and he thought, well, if she can sit there and watch movies, maybe other folks can too.
With your ticket to the drive-in, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.